The Astros are playing host to the Angels, and Justin Verlander continues to enjoy his new threads as he dominates yet another division foe.
Up until that point, I don't think he ever misses a spot.
3-1 delivery. This is hit high, and it's hit deep into left center field. That is trouble. It is gone. Well, you just knew that Petit wasn't feeling right out there, and he just gives up a three-run homer, and now
ripped and gloved by a diving CJ Cron at the last second. That ball found its way into the webbing. Terrific play by Cron to get the final out of the eighth.
And he made some outstanding defensive plays in that last homestand, showing that good range at first. Dives and catches that liner by Fisher. 1-2-3 inning for Jesse Chavez.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Trout breaks his bat, hits one on one hop. They go to second for one. Now they have Revere in a rundown between second and third. They're going to tag him out, and they turn a double play. Counts full. We'll see what gives with two outs. Payoff delivery, and it's popped in the air on the first base side. Foul, but it's playable, and under making the grab is Gurriel, and the ball game is over. It ends on a foul pop to the first baseman, and the Angels have dropped their fifth in a row, losing tonight's opener here in Houston.
Ken Giles works into and out of trouble to pick up his 33rd save. Justin Verlander gives up just one hit over seven to improve to 4-0 in as many starts with the Astros. He's allowed two runs in 28 innings in that span. Meanwhile, Angels starter Garrett Richards also allows just one hit. He throws six innings in a no decision. Friday's loss extends the Angels' losing streak to five games. They are now 3.5 games behind the Twins for the second American League wildcard slot. Here's the Halo skipper, Mike Socha.
Oh, Garrett was tremendous. I think both from obviously his line score is terrific, but from an execution point of view, he made his pitches pitch efficient, pitch effective, and really shut down a really good lineup for six innings.
What let you know that he was done at that point?
Well, there was definitely a range that we're trying to step him up into. I think he might have had, seven ups and a couple pitches left, but you don't want to find out on the backside that it was a little too much, because one of the things you want to monitor is how they come out of their, outing and where they are.
What did you think went wrong for Petit there?
Wise been so good. I mean, got behind the count with Bregman and got the walk, and then got behind the count to Gurriel, and made some good pitches at Gonzalez, but just left a fastball over the heart of the plate, and Gurriel didn't miss it. But I think it just was a little issue with command tonight.
What do you think of the at-bats against Verlander?
Well, Cole got us off on the right foot, but we didn't get too many good looks at him. He did what he did against us last time. He's earlier in the season, I think we beat him, but we didn't hit him, knock him around. But he's throwing the ball very well for those guys. And like I said, I think we did a good job of pitching with him, and he did a good job pitching with Garrett. I mean, you can flip the coin on that too. We just had a rough bottom of the seventh.
The Angels will try to get back on track on Saturday in Houston when Bud Norris makes the start.